Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAI Argentina to the World. This is the foreign service of Argentina's public national radio, broadcasting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International. This is a special program that we are making from home in the context of the lockdown, the mandatory quarantine, because of the ongoing pandemic of coronavirus. I'm Fernando Farias, and I'm bringing you this special program that I'm recording from home. I live in the neighborhood of Montserrat, very close to the studios of Argentina's public national radio on Maipú 555. But what is going on at the moment in that building? Well, very few people are going there to work, only essential staff. The authorities have decided to keep the personnel to the minimum, and only AM 870 LRA1 Radio Nacional Buenos Aires is currently broadcasting from there. The other stations that broadcast from that building, RAE and the FM stations that broadcast folk music, rock music and classical music, are currently either relaying the programs of AM 870 or putting on the air programs that are produced from home, which is the case of RAE Argentina to the World. Let us remember that on the website of RAE, you can find a lot of stuff that we are producing from home. We've got a new series that we launched a couple of weeks ago called Made in Casa, which are one-hour-long programs that bring together all of the languages of RAE Argentina to the world, 8 languages in total, and they have had so far a very good response. We're very happy and very grateful to our listeners around the world who responded well to this special program that we are making from home with the recording gear that we have at home or even with phones. But the important thing is to stay in touch with our listeners, and RAE is going to be there for you, providing you information, news, and also, content that you can use to relax and to forget a little bit about this pretty tough situation that the whole world is going through. Our website is also, and our station is also, a very good source of information in several languages about the impact of the pandemic in Argentina and in the region. Remember that RAE is the only broadcaster in South America that operates in several languages apart from those which are the native languages here in this part of the world, Spanish and Portuguese. Well, and this is going to be also the first special program in English of RAE Argentina to the World. A full show that I'm producing from home, I'm recording from home with the support of content producer Silvana Avellaneda and RAE's director Adrián Corol, in addition to editors of the station who are also working from home. I'm going to be bringing you this special program, the standalone program in English of RAE Argentina to the World. First, I just wanted to put you up to date with the pandemic and with the quarantine in Argentina. The lockdown here is mandatory and was implemented on March 20. It was originally supposed to last until March 31st. But President Alberto Fernández decided to extend the quarantine until April 13, that's to say after Easter. That being said, it became clear that the lockdown is going to remain in place for most of Argentines. Several sectors are going to be allowed to resume activities starting on April 13, but with special permits that are going to be issued. But normal life is not going to resume on April 13. That is very clear for us. Schools are not going to be reopened, and many of us who've got the possibility of working from home are going to remain doing so to reduce the number of people moving around and to cut down the circulation of the virus. That's going to be the new normal for several weeks, maybe months to come. So we have to hold on until this is passed, and RAE is going to do its part, working from home, producing from home, and you on the other end of these transmission as a listener will have the possibility of staying up to date with information originating here in Argentina and in the region about the pandemic of coronavirus. Every day on our website, riot.com.ar, you're going to find the translated report of the Ministry of Health regarding the situation of coronavirus in Argentina, the number of new confirmed cases, the number of deaths, and the location in the country of these confirmed cases. This information that is issued by the Ministry of Health daily is translated by RAE and uploaded to our website, rae.com.ar. On our website, you can also find a special content, reports, the Made in Casa episodes, and of course, this standalone program that I'm starting to make from home, because fortunately I've got the possibility of having equipment for podcasting, a microphone, a mixer, a computer, headphones, and of course I've got my mate, and that's all I need for making radio. I miss going to the station, of course, and working with my friends and with my workmates. But for the time being, I'm gonna be doing this from home. And I just wanted to let you know that from this week on, we're going to be broadcasting with a new timetable, because the 8:20 period has begun. And that means our program in English is being aired with a new timetable. As from this Monday, April the 6th, RAE in English airs at 1 a.m. UTC time, on the same frequency of WRMI, Miami Radio International, that 9,395 kilohertz. But as from this week, in the context of the 8:20 period that has just begun, the program airs on the shortwaves at 1 a.m. rather than 2 a.m. I repeat, 1 a.m. on the same frequency, 9,395 kilohertz, WRMI, Miami Radio International. Plus, you've got internet, of course, for listening to our station, rae.com.ar. On the website, you can find the schedule for the WRMI relays of RAE Argentina to the world, plus special content, podcast, and a new series that we are launching this week, produced from home also by Silvana Avellaneda, a series called Argentine Music for the Lockdown. This new series features, well, a selection of music surrounding a theme or surrounding a subject, surrounding an artist. The first episode of this series that is going to be available in all languages on our website, rae.com.ar, is about the Guardia Vieja. The Guardia Vieja is the first generation of tango. Rather than a group of musicians and artists, it's a period, it's an era of tango, the first era, between the late 19th century and the 1920s. That's when tango laid its foundations, and that's when tango became a genre. The songs from that era define tango. They sound very old, and tango evolved. The tango that we listen to now sounds very little like that Guardia Vieja tangos. But there is, of course, a connection, and you need to understand the Guardia Vieja period in order to understand the whole genre. And that's what this chapter of the Argentine Music for the Lockdown is about. You're going to find this on our website, rai.com.ar, as a standalone podcast, as a standalone program. But I'm just giving you a preview on my show in English of this special episode, special program produced by Silvana Avellaneda. Let us listen to a little bit of the music that is included, just one song of the music that is included in this episode of Argentine Music for the Lockdown. This is El Porteñito, one of the oldest tango songs ever, and this is a very old recording. You can listen to this song and many others, and several others, on our website as part of this series, Argentine Music for the Lockdown. This is El Porteñito by Ángel Villoldo in the rendition of the Francisco Canaros Orchestra. El Porteñito, which is the word for people or stuff or things from Buenos Aires, like yours truly. I am a porteño, a person, a man from Buenos Aires. That's how you refer to people from Buenos Aires, as you call New Yorkers, people from New York, or Parisians, people from Paris. People from Buenos Aires are called porteños, port people, people of the port, because Buenos Aires was, and still is to some extent, the most important port in the region. This song and several others can be found on our special series, a standalone program that you can find on riot.com.ar, Argentine Music for the Lockdown. The first episode is about the oldest tangos, the tangos of the old guard, the Guardia Vieja. So how are you doing with the lockdown, the quarantine? It's amazing, but a month ago, nobody expected to be in this situation in Argentina. And here we are, trying to find stuff to do. Many of us catching up with books that we wanted to read, movies that we wanted to watch. For those of us who play an instrument, well, learning songs that we wanted to be able to play, and well, trying to take advantage of this time in lockdown, spending time, more time with our families, with our loved ones, the ones that we share our home with, of course. And personally, I have been watching a series of documentaries on National Geographic that my wife started to watch, and she invited me to watch this stuff with her, and I found them very interesting. They are called BIOS, and they have been going on for a while. And there's a series of documentaries on Argentine rock stars, Argentine figures, important figures of Argentine music that are part of this series of documentaries. BIOS, I think that the slogan, the motto for the series is "Lives That Changed Yours." And I watched one, and I want to recommend you to watch it because they are available as National Geographic material. I watched one on Charlie Garcia and another one on Luis Alberto Spinetta. These two men, I've been mentioning them a lot on my show, are kind of the founding fathers of Argentine rock music. And Argentine rock music in the context of the Spanish-speaking world is very important. You could say that Argentina is the forerunner of rock music in Spanish, dating back to the mid-1960s. Charlie and Spinetta remain to this day like the two most important names in the genre in Argentina and in Latin America as writers, as songwriters, as musicians, as singers, and also as rock stars. Because of their personality, they also are quite important. And the interesting thing about the two of them, about these two figures, is that there were rumors and there was a lot of talk for a while of them making an album together because they were so important. And, well, there was all this desire for them to come together and produce something. And this almost became a reality in the mid-1980s. And this is something that I got to learn a little more about watching this documentary that I'm recommending you to watch, BIOS. And there are two episodes on Charlie, and there is one episode about Spinetta. And in Spinetta's episode, they reveal why this album did not become a reality. And basically, the two personalities were very different. While Spinetta was more methodical and more serious about working, Charlie in the mid-1980s was living the rock star life and was quite chaotic, to say the least. And Spinetta could not cope with that personality, and that's why the whole album failed. I mean, the project for making an album together sank. However, from that brief collaboration, from that brief dream, which unfortunately could not see the light, there is one song that they recorded together which became an anthem, and it gave us an idea of what that collaboration between Charlie Garcia and Spinetta could have become. The song's title is Rezo por Vos, I Pray for You, which is a song, a title that suits this moment we're going through. Those of you who are religious, I'm sure, are praying to whatever God you pray to for this situation, for this pandemic to be over, and for us to be safe, for our loved ones to be safe, and for our normal lives to come back. And well, here's that song that is featured on this documentary that I wanted to recommend, BIOS by National Geographic, by Nat Geo. There are two episodes dedicated to Charly García and one to Luis Alberto Spinetta. The two of them made together this song called Rezo por Vos. Okay, that's Charly García singing most of the song that he wrote together with Luis Alberto Spinetta. The only song they wrote together that was part of originally an album they were going to make together, but the project failed. Apparently because of disconnect between the two of them in terms of, well, working methods and personalities. I learned about this by watching a documentary that I am recommending you to watch on Argentine figures, Argentine rock artists called Bios, that is on National Geographic. That's what I've been watching in lockdown. And why don't you tell me what you've been watching, what you've been reading on in your lockdown? Just send me an email to rai@raiargentina.com. Okay, folks, and with this, we're coming to the end of this special edition of Rai Argentina to the World in English, the first homemade episode for me. I'm Fernando Farias, recording this from my home in Montserrat, just a few blocks away from the studios of Argentina's public national radio here in the Argentine capital. But as I told you, we are in a lockdown, and the authorities of the public media system has decided to keep the staff to the minimum. And there at the station, only the AM, 870 AM, is broadcasting with minimum personnel, many producers and reporters working from home. And the other stations that broadcast from those studios are basically relaying the signal of AM 870, with the exception of the web streaming and the web pages of those stations. That is the case of Rai, which is uploading content and special episodes such as this and such as the Made in Casa programs, bringing together all programs. You can find all of that on rai.com.ar. Regarding the quarantine, didn't mention at the beginning, originally in Argentina it was going to last until March 31st, but last weekend the government decided to extend that quarantine until at least after Easter, that's to say April 13, and President Alberto Fernandez in the latest hours has revealed that when the quarantine is lifted, is not going to be lifted in full. Starting on April 13, some activities are going to resume, and many people are going to stay at home, are going to remain at home, working from home. Children are not going to go back to school next April 13. So the lockdown is going to be lifted gradually here in Argentina. For the time being, we're going to remain in this emergency mode, in this home recording mode here at Rai Argentina to the world. But we're going to be there in the air, on the airwaves with you, present on internet, no matter what. This is Fernando Farias, I'm the English language program's host, recording from home. And well, stay tuned. See you later. Stay safe.